Good morning, everybody. A happy Pentecost to everyone. We celebrate today the birthday of the church. It was on this day, today is the last day of the Easter season, when the good Lord, having ascended into heaven on the Feast of the Ascension, 40 days after Easter Sunday, and Jesus ascends 10 days later, sends the Holy Spirit upon us all, that we might have unity and concord and good life. And I was thinking about how it is the function of the Holy Spirit to bring us all together. And God created the church as a mechanism of unity. We call it the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal. And the idea being that we are all brought together by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "The tendency of the flesh is toward death, but that of the Spirit is toward life and peace." The tendency of the Spirit is to give life and to give peace, according to verse 6 of the 8th chapter of Romans. And I was just thinking of those two things, life and peace. Life is... You know, I always thought, like I knew as a kid growing up, that like, yeah, one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is fire. Totally. We all know that one. Which is why at St. Joe is kind of beautiful this weekend. We're doing Mass on the fire pit. It's a beautiful thing, you know, kind of very symbolic there. But there's all these different symbols of the Holy Spirit. One that a lot of people don't know about is water. That water is, in the early church, was a symbol of the Holy Spirit. In our second reading today, we heard about we were all given to drink of the one in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're all given to drink of the same Spirit. In our sequence, which Tyler chanted so beautifully, he chanted one line, "On our dryness pour your dew." And I can't remember who it was. It was earlier this week. We were reading in our Liturgy of the Hours about how this one saint was talking about how we're all kind of like a dry desert or like a dried out tree until the Holy Spirit comes and throws water onto us, and then all of a sudden we're not dry anymore. That all of a sudden we have life. And we can bear fruit and all this stuff. But the point that he was making is like, without the Holy Spirit, we're just a drying, withered tree. But when the Holy Spirit is poured down upon us, and Jesus says it in our gospel today, receive the Holy Spirit. And he breathes on them. And he breathes on you. He breathes on me. And as a consequence, we're given life. And all of a sudden, we're not in a desert anymore. We're as green as this beautiful grass and this beautiful trees out here, because the Holy Spirit has poured himself out upon us. And then we have life and we bear fruit. You know somebody's alive in the Spirit when you look at his or her life and you see the fruits of a good life. You see somebody who's happy. You see somebody who's joyful. You see somebody who's at peace. You see somebody who is one with the Lord. And the fruits, you know a tree by its fruits. You ever heard that saying? And Jesus said it. You know the tree by its fruits. And if ever you want to evaluate your life, you'll look and say, what am I producing? Am I bringing, God bless you, Billy, am I bringing peace and joy and all the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit, or am I bringing tension and discord and disunity and frustration? Are those my fruits? And if they are, it's time to check ourselves and say, come Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth and start with me. Life. The Holy Spirit gives us life. But listen to the second part of that verse. The tendency of the flesh is toward death, but the tendency of the Spirit is toward life, which we just talked about, and peace. Jesus says it in our gospel today, peace be with you. In our first reading, we heard a whole bunch of different places the Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, the Mesopotamians, Judeans, Cappadocians, all these different people, they didn't always like each other until the Holy Spirit came. And then they were united in peace. If you've been following the news, you know that we need to be praying for the Holy Spirit to send forth peace to this world of ours. We are very troubled, it appears. And we pray, we pray for an end to racism. And we pray for an end to senseless violence. All these things going on. And then the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings peace. The Holy Spirit brings life. I was watching some things down, oh my gosh, it's crazy what's going on in Indianapolis late at night, last couple nights, and around places around the world. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew the face of this earth. Bring peace, dear Lord, because we need it. And we all are agents of peace. And we have to be. Billy made a real good point in his Elements of Faith 2.0 video. He's been going through the Beatitudes lately. And the one that he was doing last week, I put it on my blog. You ought to watch it if you haven't seen it yet. And he was doing the Blessed Are the Peacemakers. And which always makes me think of that scene from Monty Python where the guy's in the back of the mountain. Jesus is up there on the mountain and he's talking about the Beatitudes. And that back in the way back, they can't even hear. And they're like, did he just say blessed are the cheesemakers? And a friend of his goes, I think he means all makers of dairy. But anyway, but Billy was going through about the peacemakers and he goes, Jesus didn't just come to bring peace. He came to be peace. It wasn't something external from himself. Like, here's peace, and here's me. Like, no. Jesus was peace, and is peace. And folks, like, isn't that it for us too? That we who have received the Holy Spirit at our baptism, and our confirmation, we receive the same Spirit that made every single saint that ever existed in the Catholic Church. We got the same Spirit Mother Teresa got when she was confirmed and baptized. We had the same Spirit that John Paul II got. And we got the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, living in us. It's the same Spirit. And that Spirit produces what we see in all the saints, what we see in Jesus, and that is profound peace. And so we don't just come to bring peace. We come to be peace wherever we go. In our homes, in our workplaces, and in every nook and cranny of our life. Billy also made the point that, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And is our Prince, our frustrations, our angers, our unhappinesses, our this, that, or the other thing? Or is our Prince peace, which is Jesus? And that's how we live our lives. So let us ask, my dear friends, today as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, that same Holy Spirit that was breathed on those apostles 2,000 some years ago, the same Holy Spirit that rose our Lord from the dead, same Holy Spirit in all the saints, that life-giving, peace-giving Spirit will come upon not just us here in this beautiful corner of the kingdom, but in the whole bloody world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's stand and profess our faith.